6:14. It's just Monday. Here we go. Another week underway. A new Epic MRA poll asking respondents here in Michigan, voters, what they think about changing our tax system from a flat tax to a graduated tax. 66% of respondents say that's what they want. And my next guest is pushing hard or wants to pursue this himself. Jim Townsend is a Michigan House Democrat from Royal Oak. Jim, great to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me on the show. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, and this, did the poll just come out, this Epic MRA poll?
It came out just in the last few days.
Okay. And now your interest in changing the tax structure from flat to graduated, how long have you been looking into that yourself?
Well, this is something I felt we should be looking at for quite a few years. When I discovered that Michigan is one of only a handful of states, really, that don't have a graduated income tax, I started to wonder why.
Right. And what does that mean, graduated income tax? What would that look like?
Yeah. Let me define this. Okay. So currently the law is that Michigan has a flat income tax of 4.25%.
Mm-hmm.
So every dollar of taxable income that you earn in this state is taxed at 4.25%. And that sounds like a fair system, but the problem is that those are not the only taxes we pay. We pay a lot of other taxes. We pay property tax, sales tax,
mm-hmm.
Various excise taxes like gasoline and so on, as well as the income tax. And all those other taxes hit low and medium, sort of the middle class, very hard relative to the wealthiest people in our society. In other words, take the sales tax. I can show you statistics that show that people at the bottom of the income spectrum, people earning, say, $20,000 a year or something like that,
mm-hmm.
pay over 6% of all of their income in sales tax.
Right.
Somebody
this is a bigger proportion of their income, right? And if you're wealthy, it would just be a smaller percentage. Well, let me ask you this, then. What would it look like, then? What kinds of percentages would you be looking to have here?
Well, the real purpose of this is to offer a tax cut to the middle class and to working families.
What kind of a cut are we talking about?
Well, it could be as high as $600 a year.
Okay, so instead of 4.25, it would be what for lower income?
Well, it would start out at 3%, and it would gradually go up. And for anybody making $80,000 or less in taxable income, you would either have no change or a cut to your income tax. And for a family that's, a joint filer, we have two incomes, threshold is $160,000 of taxable income. So we're really talking about, well into the middle class.
Okay, and what happens when you get above that? How high does the rate go then?
The rate would go up by about a point. It would go up by one percentage point for every roughly $100,000 of income as you go up.
And what's the maximum level then?
It goes all the way up to 10%
uh-huh.
for the millionth dollar that if somebody earns $1,000,001, that $1.
That'd be 10% income tax.
Would be taxed 10%, and everything above that would be taxed at 10%.
Okay, that would be is that what other states have? Is that the typical structure?
Well, it varies a lot. There are states that have that start very low and go up to 10%. Some states, California and New York, I think, go even higher than 10%.
Mm-hmm.
It varies quite a bit. My goal, mm-hmm. but...
Well, what about businesses? They're what, a 6% corporate tax? Do you want to change that?
I have not put forward a proposal to change that.
Uh-huh.
We did, back in 2011, pass a dramatic change in our tax system, which cut taxes for hundreds of thousands, over 100,000 businesses, I think the number is. And the result has been that we've had to increase taxes on the middle class and working families to make up for that. So that's where we got the retirement tax. That's when we lost the child tax credit. That's when the home credit, homestead credit went away or was reduced, I should say.
And what about the wealthy? What about affecting their ability to invest and spend money here in Michigan if we begin to tax them at a 10% rate?
Well, that would be a problem if that were actually a concern, but that does not happen. If you go around and look at states that have a graduated income tax, they don't lose any millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
States that have increased, a state like Minnesota has had a graduated income tax for years, and in the last year or two, they increased the top level rate to try to capture some more revenue from people who are, you know, making millions. And they have seen no drop in investment. There's been no exodus of, you know, business owners or anything like that.
The likelihood, tell me this, Jim, the likelihood of this actually getting any traction at all. I mean, you're a Democrat. You've got all your Republican colleagues there. What's the, what is that?
It has a very, it has a snowball's chance in hell in the legislature. Pardon my language, but that's it's not going to pass the legislature. But that's not my goal. The goal is to get this on the ballot. This can be put on the ballot by the people, and I think we have a very good chance of doing that.
Collecting signatures and putting it on the ballot that way. Or?
Right, there's two ways to put something on the ballot. You either vote it out of the legislature with a two-thirds majority in each house, or you circulate petitions.
So are you arranging that? Are you working on getting the petitions in place?
No, it's early. It's early days right now. We're just wanting to make sure people understand this is popular. I think a lot of people would come out to vote for this, and it still remains for us to organize an effort to actually get the petition signed and, ultimately get it passed.
Well, you know, as you point out, the Epic MRA poll, 66% of respondents say they would support a graduated tax system. So we'll keep tracking it. Jim Townsend, state representative from Royal Oak, a Democrat. Jim, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.